you want to turn that fan off? No?
No, I think it sounds fine.
Okay.
Let's see my levels. Yeah, my levels are good.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 24 of the Untitled Podcast. If you'd like to listen to this episode, there's a link in the description that will just let you listen. So, since that's out of the way. Evan, how are you?
I'm not bad. How are you?
Very hot. It's hot today.
It is hot today. It's a hot day in Corntown.
Corntown, New Mexico?
Corntown, New Mexico.
We actually went to San Francisco today. Did you know that? You were there with me.
Mm-mm.
We had some bomb-ass pizza.
I didn't go anywhere.
You didn't go anywhere?
Nope.
Nowhere?
Nowhere.
Damn. I went to San Francisco again last night, which was fun.
I know. You told me.
I went on a date. Went to the Palace of Fine Arts.
Oh, really?
Oh, really, yes.
Did you try and climb it again?
Yeah, I did. And then I went to the Golden Gate Bridge, and then the fog devoured us. It was scary. I could have died. I could have died. Can you just think about that?
Okay, yeah. So, Christian's first segment of the day.
There's so much noise.
Christian's first segment of the day is... What is it called? Because I know it's two things that don't go together.
The two strangest. Today's two strangest things is yogurt and gasoline.
You're very weird.
I don't know if you've noticed, but these, they're like meant to be ridiculous and just dumb. Here on the Untitled Podcast, Evan has a thing that he shares. Something that he loves every week. This is... What Evan loves this week. So, Evan, tell us, what do you love this week?
I love water.
That is so boring. So boring. You failed this time. This one sucked, dude. You gotta come up with
something
better.
I like water. Give me a freaking break. Christian's next segment of the video is this news report. And Christian, I really am excited for this week's news report, so please take it away.
Can I see your phone?
You have a phone. Oh, crap.
Today's top story, Hurricane Harvey results in at least one death and up to 14 injuries.
Steve Harvey killed how many people?
He killed one. And then hurt 14.
Was it on the game show or off the game show?
No, he developed a hurricane and let it loose. And then...
So that's what he's been spending all his money on.
That's what he's doing. What can I say?
You've heard it here, folks.
And this has been my news report.
That's crazy. He developed a whole hurricane. Okay, Christian. It's time for my quote. It's a good one.
Here on the Untitled Podcast, Evan quotes stuff. I don't know. This is Evan's quote of the day.
Okay, so this week, I actually prepared myself.
Have you now?
Yeah, it's about us. Okay?
Yeah.
So today's quote is, talking to you is like selling ice to an Eskimo.
And this has been Evan's quote of the day.
Don't talk to me like that.
I'm sorry. Here on the Untitled Podcast, we have the last segment that takes up the remainder of the podcast. And it is called Zikoop. This is basically just a couple of questions, and we just... You know, we pick a question and we just talk about whatever it is. We
want to answer it. We're going to be trying to bust through some of these questions today. First question of the day. Question number 41. If you could be any age for 12 days, what age would you pick?
Eight.
Eight?
Eight. It's a prime number, I think. It's even.
Dude, it's not a prime number.
It's not a prime number. I never knew what prime numbers were.
Dude.
What the fuck is a
prime
number? Prime
numbers are like 1, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, 17,
What if you're wrong?
I'm not.
Yeah, I'd be 8 because, like, you're not a baby, but you're also not, like, a teenager yet. You're, like, halfway. And I don't know. You can, like, get away with stuff.
I'd want to be, like, 900.
You'd be dead.
No, because I can be that age for 12 days and I'd go back. And it doesn't say you die.
What if you, like, can't even move? Dude. It's a 900-year-old body.
I want to know what it's like to live a 900-year-old body.
Question 91. Favorite thing to do at the grocery store?
Dude, that's a good one.
So, sometimes, now I don't do it as much, but I would go to, like, the nut section where you just, like, pull the lever and, like, get nuts. I just, like, go to each one and just, like, yeah.
That's illegal.
Yeah, that's why I don't do it a whole lot now.
Okay, one of my favorite things to do at the grocery store is push the cart kind of fast and then hop up on the cart.
I can't do that anymore. Have it roll. Because I tip the cart.
I don't do that.
I used to do that. Once, what was I doing? I was in a shopping cart, I think at Fry's Electronics. And I don't know how, but the shopping cart fell over. And I fell onto, like, a shelf. Yeah. And I wasn't even, like, a baby. I was, like, pretty old. I was, like, 12.
Question number 143. What's your favorite show as a young child?
My favorite show as a young child was SpongeBob SquarePants.
Really?
Yes.
I really, like as a young child, I really liked this Mickey Mouse show. It wasn't the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. It was like a Mickey Mouse show where they just show Mickey, like Disney cartoons. Hmm. Like the old school Disney cartoons. Or Tom and Jerry. I love Tom and Jerry too. Tom and Jerry was cool.
I would watch Tom and Jerry with my grandma.
Yeah. I watched Tom and Jerry a lot.
Both of my sisters would always watch Courage the Cowardly Dog. I was never a huge fan of it.
I wasn't a big fan of that.
I'll try to pick a long one here.
Because when that came out, I was kind of young, and it was kind of scary, so.
It never scared me, but it was just a weird-ass cartoon. Question 116. Is it true cannibals don't eat clowns because they taste funny?
You wrote that one. So.
I think cannibals
own up to the question. What was the question?
Is it true cannibals don't eat clowns because they taste funny?
That's insensitive and wrong.
Question 148. Why does Facebook say there's 57 different genders? Because Facebook... That's my answer. Because Facebook is trying to, like, be super nice to everybody.
Time for our next question of the day. This is a short one. Question 59. Do you have a favorite book?
Do I have a favorite book?
Yeah.
Okay, so I like Green Eggs and Ham, but that's not an actual book. That's like a kid's book. I do like Fudge.
I like Fudge too.
What is it called? It's called something about... I know what it's called, but I just can't remember.
While he's thinking, I like informational books. Like, I like books that help you learn something about something. Like, not like encyclopedia, like, not that much learning, but, like, I don't know, just books where you can learn something, not storybooks. But storybooks aren't bad.
Question 51. What's the strangest thing you've seen ever? What's the strangest thing you've ever eaten? Crickets. I've eaten crickets. Cooked, spicy crickets. And it was good. I liked it.
I think alligator's the weirdest thing I've ever eaten.
I've always wanted to try
but
alligator.
It's really interesting. It's like chicken, but it's chewy.
Why does everybody say that, like, weird food tastes like chicken?
Because it does.
I don't think it does.
You haven't tried it, so you can't say anything.
I just, like, I've tasted some weird stuff, but... I don't think it ever tastes like chicken. I think chicken just tastes like chicken. Question 42. What question do you hate to answer the most?
I hate answering question 42.
Yeah, that's a stupid question. How do you say your last name? I just wish people knew how to say my last name.
Question number 67. Do you have anyone you go to for advice in person or online?
Whenever I do see this person, it's not often, but I normally ask her for advice and stuff.
Who is it? Your older sister?
No. I mean, sometimes my older sister too, but my middle school teacher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Whenever I see her, I ask her about stuff like that. So, because she's like we're cool, and I don't really mind asking her for advice and stuff. I told her what I wanted to do after college or after high school, and I told her that my parents were going to absolutely hate it. And she was like, yes, they definitely will. But she told me to do it anyway. And she told me that sometimes parents don't want you to do certain things, but you know, like you have to do your own thing, and you have to just, you know, do it anyway. So I'm going to do it anyway.
Whenever I have a problem, I always go to Mr. G because she knows everything.
Dude, I go to Google.com. Question 118. Best thing you bought from a vending machine.
Oh, what's the best thing you bought from a vending machine? I put that one in there.
I don't know. Probably
I had to have put that one in
Pop-Tarts
there.
Pop-Tarts or like Skittles.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I bought a $300 pair of headphones from a vending machine one time. I still have them. They're awesome. Okay, question 126. What is the one food you can never eat?
The one food I can never eat? Olives. I could, you know, eat them, but I hate eating them. They taste so awful.
I hate pineapple.
I love pineapple.
I love olives.
I've eaten an entire pineapple.
I've eaten an entire can of olives.
That's awful. Question.
You guys want to hear my jaw crack?
Question 105. This is a sad one. Have you ever let
That's what
down
it sounds
your
like.
Friend? What?
That's what it sounds like when my jaw cracks like this.
Have you ever let down your friend?
Yeah, I have.
Who was it?
Probably you.
Yeah, I've let you down. When I wanted to hang out with somebody else, you had a little hissy fit about it. That's when I let you down.
No, you've let me down before.
Why does my back look like a damn question mark?
Question number 14, how often do you crack your fingers?
Like every day.
Like every couple of hours for me.
Definitely every day. Like probably like at least...
Like multiple times a day.
At minimum like twice a day.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't go without cracking
my neck. I crack my neck multiple times a day too.
Yeah.
And my toes.
Sometimes when I'm driving and like my back gets stiff, I just crack my back in the car. Question 57. If you can live in any state, what state would you live in?
Montana.
Montana. Why Montana?
It's cold and it's wide open.
I'd want to live in like, I don't know, Georgia? I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
It was hot in Georgia.
I don't know. Oregon?
I don't know. That's where all the hippies
California.
Live.
I love California. I wouldn't want to move anywhere else.
Really?
Yeah, California's Dude, great.
I want to move out of California.
Well, eventually. Well, I'm just trying to answer this damn question, Evan.
California's crazy.
You don't like California?
It's okay.
You can go.
Oh! Question number one.
Damn.
Would you rather be missing your arms or legs?
I would rather be missing my...
Legs, for sure.
Legs, yeah.
Yeah. Because I'd learn to walk on my arms. And then I'd build like this like little thing that I could sit my body into it with like tank treads. And I'd roll around like a tank.
Dude. Okay.
Dude, I could attach my body to my RC car.
Question 93. Have I changed the way you act?
Yeah.
Yes, you have changed the way I act.
Not I don't know if it's for the better or the worse, though.
I think...
You've changed me in a neutral way.
How?
You know what? No, it's definitely for the worse. You've changed me for the worse.
Yes.
And this is the last question of the day.
Last question of the day. What's your favorite thing to get from the grocery store? Cashews and hummus and baby carrots. Cashews, hummus, baby carrots, and like, yeah, that's it. That's what I would say.
Ice cream.
Ice cream? Well... Thank you so much for watching or listening to this episode.
Christian, close us out so I can slap the table.
Huh?
Close us out so we can slap the table.
I was just doing that, but then you interrupted.
Do it faster.
Thank you for watching this episode of the Untitled Podcast. My name is Christian. That's Evan. And, well, I guess, yeah, you can watch other episodes. But that's the way the cookie crumbles. And peace out.